Let's begin. Okay. First thing I want to see is, do you have the Gemara? Did I bring the Chagigas here? Did you have the Chagiga? What'd you say? Didn't you have some copies there? Did you get the Gemara Chagiga? What did I do with the rest of them? What'd you say? Did I leave them in the other room? I have a Chagiga here. We'll look at it. Okay, you ready? Okay, the Gemara says here in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, we had seen, let's see it inside. The Gemara asks like this, from the fifth line from the top, it says the following, V'haivi yatza chinam l'hachiyud asa, we had just learned the din, that if a father marries off a girl, she's a nara katana, the father gets the money. So the Gemara said, V'haivi yatza chinam l'hachiyud asa. Yatzachinim is used for something else. Hamaboyalich of the Tanya. Yatzachinim elugimei bagris. She's 12 and a half. She goes free. If she's a Amma Yivriya, ain kesev elugimei naris. So it's used up, right? So if it's used up, you can't tell me that. Then Amma Ravina, him came lemakra an. Lemakra ain kesev without a yud. My ain kesev with a yud. Ain kesev lodon zav. Yesh kesev lodon achar. Manu av. Umimaydu darshin hachin. And Mark Moore brings an example. How do you know your Darsha? You're a Desanya, the Zera Ain Law. You have a girl who's a Bas Kohen, has the ability to eat Truma for her father's privilege of eating Truma. So she marries Yisrael, she loses that privilege. If, however, she becomes a widow or gets divorced, she goes back to her father's Rishus and the ability to eat the Truma. The Zera Ain Law. But if she has any kids from the Yisrael, she's done. She loses her privilege of eating Truma. Ain Liel Zara, Zera Zara Minailan. Let's say she had a child and the child died, and then she had a grandchild though. So you had a grandchild, that's enough also to stop the privilege. Enli elazera, zera zera min ayin tamalomer, zera ain law, ayin law. You have to examine and make sure that she has no descendants from the Yisrael. Even a grandkid is enough. Even let's say a kid died, but she had a grandkid, that stops her. So the Gemara says, enli elazera kosher, zera posel min ayin. How do you know it's a Zera Kosher? Maybe a Zera Apostle also stops her. Tamalom, Zera Ain Law, Ain Law, you're right. Even if she has a Zera Apostle, it's a problem. And therefore, she cannot eat the Truma. Okay? So the Gemara asks, Va Pikta Lazera Zera? Why, you already learned not for a Zera Zara. We already learned not for grandchildren. How can you learn not for a Zera Apostle? Zera Zara, Eloid Storach Krod. The B'nei Bonim Hariket Bonim. Grandkids are like kids. Eliki Yitzra Krod, Lazera Apostle. You only need the pasuk for a Zera Apostle. Okay? So Tosos says right there, Avi, the second Taisvis, Taisvis says, and this is all the Rishonim are bothered by this Kasha, and that's what we saw that Taisvis. The second Taisvis, Taisvis says, I don't understand, how can you have Zera Apostle? As soon as she has Bia with a guy that's ushered her, she loses her privilege. Even if she doesn't have a kid. How do you have a scenario of Zera Apostle? You follow me? That's what Taisvis is bothered by. So Taisus says, Zera Apostle Minayin, Omeri Zera Zara Apostle. Comer. It means a grandkid that was a Zera. That was a, meaning she had a kid. The boy was Mizana with an Ashishish. And then the grandkid was a Mamzer. Even if the grandkid's a Mamzer, she loses her privilege of eating Truma. Okay? The Hakevin Shenivel Apostle, Apostle Minakunu Lo Tokolo Truma. Hilkach Leka Lafar Zera Apostle. Mamish Ala Zera Zara. You got it? So Taisus actually says, Zera means what? What does Zera mean? It means Zera Apostle means Zera Apostle. Because Zera Apostle you don't need. Because as soon as she's Mizana that has Bia with a guy that's Apostle, even if she didn't have kids, she'd be Apostle. So you have to, Tosa stands on its head and says Zera Apostle means Zera Apostle. Okay? Now let's get this down then. As you with me? Let's get this down. Now, the truth of the matter is, this is Mefurish in the Torah's Kohanim and Emor, Parshas Vav. That we're talking about a grandkid. Okay, so I want you to get that down. You know, the Torah's Kohanim is a medrash. In Parshas Emor, Parshas Vav, he says it's talking about a grandkid. Okay, so Tosfos is corroborated, backed up by a Torah's Kohanim. Now, the Talmud Rashba and the Shita Lonotomi I gave you, Taka has the Girsa. You know what he has the Girsa? Zera, Zera, Apostle. So, what Tosfos said, there are some Rishonim that Taka have that Girsa. Okay? That's why I gave you the Talmid Rashba. That there are Rishonim that Taka have this Girsa. Zera Zara Apostle. Okay? He says it beferish. I wanted you to see the Talmud Yarash book. He has that here. So, Ein li ela zera, zera, kosher, zera, zera, apostle minayin. The logar seen in zera, apostle minayin. You see that? He has it beferish. Okay? So, Imamish says it beferish. Tos the Talmud Yarash, but the Ramas Kogar seen. Taki has that in the Gemara. Ein li ela zera, zera, kosher, zera, zera, apostle minayin. So the Talmud Rashi Atake has it beferish like that, and the Torah's Kanim has it like that as well. Now I looked around, I saw it quoted, but I didn't find it in the Beis Medrash. We have to get it from the library. There's a Bali Atosis called Chachmei Anglia from England, and they have it on Gittin in the Beis Medrash. I have to go to the library, but they didn't have the one on Kedushin. I saw it quoted. He says as follows: the Tosis Chachmei Anglia. Let's get it down. He says that the Gemara on Kiddushin, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, later on, the Gemara quotes a Tana Rabbi Yossi. Okay? What's the din about Mitzri and Edomi? What's the halacha about Mitzri and Edomi? Can they marry into Klal Yisrael or not? Yes. Dor Shlishi Yavol Lam B'Kal Hashem. The first two generations of Mitzri and Edomi cannot. But Ezra, on the third one, they can. So he says, what happens if she's Mizan, she has Bia, with a Dor Sheni, a Mitzri, or a Domi. You follow me? The kid will be what? The kid will be mutter to go into what? The kid will be mutter to go into Kal. So he wants to say, Halach Lamaisa, that she would not be Bia, she would not be puzzled with that Bia. So that's what we're talking about. That's his answer. Okay? He gives an answer of what Zera puzzle might be. Interesting answer. What'd you say?
Why isn't there a puzzle?
What'd you say? Because it's apostle lachshira. So I think you have to. That's why I went. That's why I looked at it to try to find it. To try to look at it inside. But I think he means like this. We have to fix what we said. She was. She had bia with a mitzri adomi rishon. The kid is a sheni. So that kid is apostle. But when that kid has another kid, that third kid will be okay. So the chiddush is even though. Halach l'maisim, you understand what I'm saying? She would not be possible with that bia. That's what he wants to tie in. Because it's a psul that eventually will be kosher. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the, you know, again, what is the whole problem all the Rishonim are trying to bother by? How do you get behind the fact once she has bia, you're done?
Yeah.
So he wants to tie in that the bia that she has with the guy is not a problem. Because eventually, what, the kid's going to be okay. It's a psul. That's what. It's a psul that is chozul lachshiro. What'd you say?
Bas Kohen would not be asked to be true after that bia with the mitzri.
No. It would be possible. We're trying to find a case. Remember, every case of zera posel, she already disqualified because of the bia. So he wants a tiny. This bia would not disqualify her. Why would the bia not disqualify her? Because the kid eventually what? It won't be possible forever. So I think what you have to say is that he was talking about the following scenario. That she had bia with a mitzri adomi rishon, and they had a sheni, and that she and that kid would posel her from eating truma, but it's called a zera posel. But why didn't she become posel with the bia? She didn't become posel with the bia because that psul will not remain forever in lineage. You follow me? Because by dor shlishi it'll be okay. So what we've done is we've dug up a scenario where she will not become possible through the bia, and therefore the kid is what will possible from eating the truma. You got what I'm saying? So you don't have to be finicky about it. Just say simple. She was with a man that was a mitzri rishon or a domi rishon, and the kid would be a sheni. But that kid, when he has a third kid, that would be fine. And the reason why she's not disqualified through the bia because it's not a psul that's permanent. You follow me? You got me, Ezra? That's the chiddush of the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. That's how he wants to answer the Tosfos.
Why would we have thought
it's a good point, Av. That's why I wanted to see it inside. But I was thinking you could make a split and say that Lamaisa, you can have a split and say that if the product will not be a constant psul forever, you can entertain a possibility that the bia wasn't so bad. Again, we're talking about a person that converted. You have to keep this in mind. When you talk about a mitzvah and a domer, we're not talking about a shiksa straight up. They converted. Even though they convert, they can't become a kal Hashem. Moavi, you know, male Moabites, right? Male Ammonites, you know. So, So they converted. So I think the word is that since the psul, so I wanted to see it inside, as I said, like the fourth time already, I said. But Lamaisa, I think that's the chiddush. I think the svara is that since the psul is not going to be permanent, we will not view her bia as disqualifying her from eating truma. Because the guy did convert. That's what I wanted. That's what we wanted to say. So far we said Taisvis, yes. To corroborate Tosus, we had the Torah Kohanim. And then we had a Tamina Rash with Taki as that gear. So now we have a noob shot, though, which is the what? Which is the Tosus Chachmei Anglia that says very beautifully that, in fact, we're talking about a Mitzvah Adomi, and the Bia Taka doesn't disqualify her because the Psul will be Chosel Lach Shiro when you get to Dor Shlishi. Yes, Abi.
Sorry.
No, what are you sorry about? Go ahead.
According to the first shot that we were saying, Mar says,
yes.
That means
that's talking about grandchildren.
Even grandchildren are like that.
No. That's talking about grandchildren.
But if you read the Gemara, like Tosfos was saying, that everything's going on, that the real, or the, like the, what you said, the Rashi, the Girsa is.
Yeah.
That means everything passes.
I don't think you have to because the Gemara, however you're going to touch up what Zerapostle is, the Gemara says you already used it up for grandchildren. So the Gemara says grandchildren you don't need. So for a grandchild, that's possible you need. You don't have to. You can still say B'nai Banu, B'nai Banu is grandchildren.
Just grandchildren.
Yeah, just grandchildren. Because the Gemara is asking, oh, you already used it up for grandchildren. So the Gemara says grandchildren, no, we don't need B'nai Banu, Ma'arei Banu, right? So what do you need it for? You need for a grandchild that's Taka Apostle. That's all. Stick with grandchildren. It's a good kasha, but you don't have to say that. Talking about within grandchildren, okay? All right, good. Now, are there any other teirutzim? Yes, let's get it. Okay? Now the Marshal, okay, on this Tysus, the Chachma Shlomo, points out as follows. Let's get it. He wants the Taina, interestingly enough, that there's no svar to say that a Zera Mamzer would not possible from eating truma. That's for sure. Zera Mam's going to possible for truma. But he says, you know what the Brisa might be talking about? Let's say she had a kid who's a patsua daka or a krus shifcha. What's a patsua daka or krus shifcha? Someone who can't have kids himself. You follow me? So let's say she had a kid with a guy with a Yisrael, a regular guy. She got married. She's a bas kohen. She had a child who's a patsua daka krus shifcha who cannot have kids. So therefore, Halach Lamaisa, you might have said that he's not considered to be Bichlal Zera. You follow me? Because he can't procreate himself. You follow me? So he's not going to keep alive, he's not going to keep the lineage of the father going. You know what I mean? So maybe you could say it wouldn't be considered to be a Zera, and therefore what, you could still eat her Truma. So the Brisa says that's ridiculous. The Brisa says that's still included to be Zera. And therefore you could be mamid. The Brisa is talking about even a son and not a daughter. So I want you to get that down. So that's a second teretz, okay? See, according to the Taisus Chachmei Angla, we came up with the case, it's mom is Zera apostle. You don't have to say it's a grandkid that's apostle. And this is another teretz now. The Marshal says, no. Maybe you'd have a Havim, meaning that if they gave birth to a Kruz Shifcha or a Patsua Daka, who can't have kids themselves, as far as being, listen, it can't perpetuate. So maybe that's not considered to be Zera. And that's the litmus test. Agdar is Zera. It says in Pasuk. So take Zera out of self and say it means you have to be able to have kids. So if you can't have kids, maybe it won't work. Kamash Milan, it's Pasuk. And what you gain from that is you don't have to say it's talking about a grandkid. It's talking about Zera Pasuk Mamish. You got me? Okay. Now this brings us to the Gemara and Chagiga. Let's see it inside. You have it there, Avi?
Yeah.
Ezra, you got it? Ben, do you have it there? Let's take a look at the Gemara Chagiga, okay? I thought I had some packets that were, must have left them in the Bais Medrash. Okay? Okay, let's see. All right, you got the Gemara Chagiga? Let's take a look. There is an unbelievable scenario that emerges here, and that is, well, the Gemara says in Chagiga that there's a possibility for a woman to get pregnant through a bathtub. What do you mean through a bathtub? There was a man in there, halacha lamaisa, there was a man in there that had shichva zera. Okay? Now, you know what, Ben? If you go through that door, you want to give me a Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezra? You know where the Shulchan Aruchs are? As soon as you go through that door there,
to the left,
just bring the Ibn Ezra, Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezra. Thanks a lot. So the din is, so halacha l'maisa, obviously there's an isra otzah zera levatolah. There's no doubt there's an isra otzah zera levatolah. Okay? So the Gemara says in Chagigah, you see the bottom there? Shaul is ben zom. Let's do the first case. Shaul is ben zom. Amal is rusei kalba. Can you neuter a dog? What's the din? Are you allowed to neuter a dog? Yes or no? Halacha l'maisa. You're not allowed to neuter a dog. Shaulus ben zomam al the srusei kalba. Are you allowed to neuter a dog? Amar lehem uba artzichem lo sasu. Kol shib artzichem lo tasu. Any place in your land, you're not allowed to what? Any place in your land, you're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to neuter. Now, what's this question about a dog? Why would you think a dog's different? Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's great.
First one.
Thanks a lot. I'm very appreciative. Yeah, this is great. Okay, thank you. Now, we just started this Gemara, okay? The first Shiloh ben Zoma was what? Can you neuter a dog? And what's so special about a dog? So Tosis says, well, Lamaisa, you're not allowed to, animals that have been neutered cannot be kashrut mizbeach. A dog can't be put on mizbeach anyway. But not only can a dog not put on mizbeach, an animal that was swapped with a dog, do you know that? That's called a mechir kelef. If you swap a sheep with a dog, that sheep cannot put it on his back. So the Gemara wants to know, well, what about what? What about a dog with neutering? So the Gemara says, of course it's usher. Anything in your land, it's usher. Fine. That's the first child. That's not germane to us. But the second child is, look at this. Shaulas ben Zoma Basula Shibra Maul a Kohen Gadol. What happens if Basula gets impregnated? Can she marry a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol has to marry a Basula. Yes? That's the din. Kohen Gadol must marry a Basula. But here she's pregnant. But her besulim are intact. Shmuel says he can be born many bilos without dam, and the besulim remain intact. So therefore, it's possible that she had bia. If she had bia, she's off limits to the kohen gadol. Or maybe Shmuel is very uncommon, that ability to do it. Now, Ben Zoma was a Tana, you follow me? You can't be quoting Shmuel. It just means Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara. Shmuel knew how to do it, so it became promulgated that he knew how to do that case. But it just, that's the way the Gemara writes. So how did she become pregnant? It's Lo Shchicha. So Amar Lehu, the Shmuel Lo Shchicha, the Chashin Hashem Amambati Ibra. There it is. Maybe she became pregnant in what? In a bathtub. Vamar Shmuel, Kol Shif Azera, Eino Zora, Kechetz, Eino Mazras. But Shmuel said, any shechazera that doesn't shoot out like an arrow is not fertile. More answers me, karanami yorokich b'cheitzav. It doesn't have to shoot into her womb, in a woman's womb. As long as it shoots out of the man into the bathtub, that's enough to be fertile. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? You got the Gemara? So at the end of the day, what does the Gemara say? Gemara says that what? The end of the day, the Gemara says the Shiloh, right? It says Allah l'maisa, that it is possible. So it seems like the Kohen Gadol can marry her, no? From the Maskanas of Gemara, she's a Basula, or her Basulim are intact. We don't assume Rechoshish or Shmuel. We assume she became pregnant through Sheikh Vazir of someone else. Okay. So you know what you can bring up a discussion? Rabbi Chanan brings up this discussion. He says, why is that not this case? Zera Pussel is from a guy that was Motzi Shechva Zera into the what? Shechva Zera into the bathtub, and he was apostle. So a Zera of apostle. She became pregnant through that. Ezra, you follow me? Why didn't anyone speak about that case? That's what Bochanan brings up. Unbelievable kasha. Okay? That's what it has to do with this sugya. Okay? Amazing kasha, no? Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in Osnun Hay in his Shiurim quotes Reb Chanan Wasserman's Kashin on this din. He says, why do all the Rishonim pilpling here? Why can't you just give this case? Halacha l'maisa. Right? Why can't you just say we're talking about a case where she became pregnant through an Ambati from a Zera Apostle? And what's that telling me? That apostles are from eating Truma. Hear the vort? It's a great Kashin. Now, I want to just note to you, what'd you say?
She's never, should be possibly in Truma?
Yes. Why not? She's going to have a kid. When she gives birth to the kid, it should possibly. That's the case of Zerubbabel, no? That's what Rabbi Chanan asked. So that's why, thank you, Ben, for getting the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Siman Aleph, I gave it to you in the Mar Mekaymus, Siman Aleph in the beginning of Ibn Ezer, there is a, you know, the Chalkus Mechokek is on one side of the Shulchan Aruch and the Beishmul is on the other side. So if you look in the Chalkus Mechokek in Siman Aleph, Sifkat and Ches, he has a suffix whether if a woman became pregnant through Shichva Zera of a man in the bathtub, do you fulfill Puruvu, and is he called your son or not? Is he called the son of the father? He quotes an amazing story. You know Ben Sira? You know Ben Sira? Ben Sira, you know what Ben Sira is? You heard of Ben Sira, guys? But you ever heard of the Svarim Achitzonim, the apocryphal Svarim? The apocryphal Svarim, you're not allowed to read, the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin. They weren't canonized. They weren't part of Tanakh. Like, say, for Yehudis, once in a while you can read them if you need them for Halacha. Gemara quotes from Ben Sira. Ben Sira is one of those Svarim. So he points out, a piece Sifri Kabbalah, he points out from the Likutei Maharil that Ben Sira was a Beno of Yirmiyahu. Because Yirmiyahu is Rochatz Bambatia. Because Sira in Gematria is Yirmiyahu. So don't be bothered by why. How could Yirmiyahu have a Shichva Zera Nambatia if he was a Tzadik, he was a Kadosh? Because sometimes if someone sits in hot water for long enough, it can bring out some Zera. Okay? That was the understanding. Okay? So that's what happened. He was bathing, and that's what happened. He was a tremendous... And also, he goes on to say that they knew how to use the Sefer Yetzirah, his Man Avram Avinu, whatever, Al-Pi Kabbalah. We don't understand it. But the bottom line is that the Chalkus Mechokei is mistopic whether that kid is your son. You follow me? So it could very well be, Halacha L'maisa, that if you hold like the Chalkus Mechokeg, that maybe he's not your kid, if you take like that side, then you just answer the kasha why none of the Rishonim touched that. You can't define Zerubbabel as being that it was a kid that came out of the bathtub. You follow him, the Shechus Zerah of the bathtub. Because he's not your kid in the end of the day. You follow what I'm saying? So even though the guy was apostle, it would not be called a Zerubbabel. Now I want you to know the Beishmul in Sifkat and Yud in Shulchan Aruch, he says Beferish that Lamaisa, it is your son. Okay? She'ibra Bambati Mishchasis Aben La'av, he says Beferish, it is your son, so therefore you got a kasha. You follow me? Then in a Hanami. So we're going to develop, I'm just going to say two mahalchim according to the Chalkus Mechokek, on that side it's not your kid. But according to Beis Shmuel, in a Hanami, you got a problem. He says it right here, in Sifkat and Yud. He says, Beferish, he says, Kasa b'chalkas mechokek, I'm reading the middle of Sifkat and Yud, Yeshu stopping, Yeshu sabre b'ambatia, ima'av ki and peruvuvim nikrit b'no l'chol dover, Beish la'av yiraya, a woman is not allowed to sleep on a sheet of another man because maybe a shichva zera was on that sheet. Penti saber nishichva zara shel acher. Maybe she'll get pregnant from the shichva zara of someone else. Zera shem yisach also me'avim, and then they'll end up what? He might marry his sister from his father. Nishma. David ben Ol hold over. That whole concern is assuming that it's your son. You follow what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that if you take the tzad of the Chalkus Mechokek, right, then in a Hanami you can answer our kasha. But if you hold it to Veshmul, you got a problem. Okay? Now I want to just embellish what does it mean if we take that tzad of the Chalkus Mechokek. So you could say it in one of two ways, perhaps.
Good question.
Yes, Avi. Go ahead. No, but it's a good point. We're going to get to it, Lee Netter. But the point is you have to what magnify that it was Yisrael. You follow me? That's the thing. It's not just you're away from your father. You have to magnify that it's Yisrael. We're going to get to that, Lee Netter.
So what's his son? His son from a bathtub.
I mean, if you would take this side, he'd be a Jewish guy, but he wouldn't have a father.
Right. thing, what she would be part of? Would he be from the mother? Would he be going?
Yeah, well, probably Lamaisa. Probably, yeah. What do you do if you have a father's a goy and a mother's a Jew? You go with the mother, right?
I don't know. There was a whole month with the no shell mitzvah motion, no?
You mean with the Shevet Dan, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was called a Matan Torah, the Ramban says.
Right.
So you go by the father or not? Poshup Shad, you go by the mother. Let's develop the Schalkus Mechalkik, okay? Let's try to develop the Bezhashem. Okay. So what you have here is the following. So if you take the tzad that it's not your kid, so that would answer that kasha. So I want, let's just, what does that mean? Okay, you're driving an excellent point. But if you look in the Gemara in Mechiris and Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, okay, the Gemara says in Mechiris and Mem Zayin Amar Aleph that if a woman is a bas levi, she's a daughter of a levi, she's mezana with a goy, let's get the din, the boy is putter, you're putter from Pinna Ben. Now, anyone who's from a levi or a kohen is putter from Pinna Ben, right? You have to be, both parents have to be Israeli. So here the bas levi was mezana with a goy, they had a kid. So we go buser her, she's labeled as a levi, and therefore what? He's labeled as a levi, and therefore you're putter from what? For Pinna Ben. So it's clear from the Gemara that if the vlad is not miyachis to the father, you go buser the mother. Like you just pointed out to me. And therefore what? And therefore she's the son is a levi. So a bas kohen that has a vlad from the bathtub, you would go after her and she's a what? She's a kohen if you don't go buser the father. So you can't solve anything. You follow me? So that's why I'm embellishing it. So it comes out that that child that came from the shechvazer and the ambatia would not pass her because at the end of the day he's a kohen. Because he goes buser her. You follow me? That's basically what you're machavit to. So I'm backing that up with this Gemara Mechayrus. Okay? Alright, that's number one. That's number one, Nikud. Number two. Let's get it. Number two is, which is very interesting, okay? Number two is that even if the son wouldn't be a Kohen, let's get this down. Even if the son would not be a Kohen, okay? Yeah? This is what Reb Shmuel Rozovsky quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim, okay? Shmuel Rozovsky is Reb Shimon Ponovich, quotes Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather. So he says like this, he says, even if the son wouldn't be a Kohen, it would not passel the mother B'Truma if he's not Mesiachis to the father. Because the halacha that Zera Yisrael passels the Ein Mitruma is not because the Zera is Yisrael, like I had mentioned before, Avi. Because halacha l'maisa, even if she's marries a Yisrael, yes? Let's say she marries a Yisrael, and they have a daughter, and the daughter marries a Kohen. You with me? And they have a kid. That kid is a what? That kid's a Kohen, no? And she's still puzzled from Truma. Why is she still puzzled from Truma? You mean the grandmother. Why is she still puzzled from Truma? Why is she still puzzled from Truma? Because of the Ben, even though he was a Kohen. That's what the Mishnah says in Yevamos. So you see that what? That Bechreya, she's possible because it's Zera Mi Yisrael. You follow me? That's the psul. It's not Zera Yisrael, it's Zera Mi Yisrael. That's the psul. I want you to get the distinction down. Again, you got me, Ben? In other words, if she marries a what? If she, let's say she marries a Yisrael, yes? And they have a daughter, yes? And let's say her husband dies, yeah? And they have a daughter. Yeah? She marries Yisrael, and then they have a daughter. Her husband dies, then her daughter dies. But before the daughter died, she married a Kohen, and they had a kid who was a Kohen. You understand what I'm saying? So the original grandmother, yes? Is she able to eat Truma? No, she's not able to eat Truma, because she had Zerem Yisrael. Once you have Zerem Yisrael, you're done. It's not a din of Zerem Yisrael. You follow me? It's a din of what? It's a din of Zera Mi Yisrael. And that's why, halach l'maisa, if she's impregnated in the bathtub, according to the tzad that doesn't go bust to the father, it wouldn't passel her. Because even if he's what? Even if he's a Yisrael, as long as they're not Zera Mi Yisrael, it's considered to be not a passel the truma. You follow what I'm saying? It's a beautiful word. That's the thing that you were in driving at, Avi. The Nosh, very good. I think you were driving at that. In other words, the halacha is Zerami, it's not Zerami Yisrael apostles. It's Zera what? Zerami Yisrael. It's not Zeri Yisrael. Because again, that case is the convincing case. She married a Yisrael, the Bas Kohen. They had a daughter. And the daughter, what? Marries a Kohen. And then they have a kid. Right? So, Lamaisa, that kid is a... So, and who dies? The what? The her original husband died. And the daughter died. That she had, you know, that she had. So what's going on, Lamaisa? It doesn't make a difference because Halacha Lamaisa, even though the guy's a Kohen, but she had Zerami Yisrael. I'm just wondering, do you have to say that the daughter stays alive, though? What'd you say?
Why would it matter?
I mean, once she had Zerami Yisrael, you're done. Is that the din? And there's, even if the child dies, it doesn't make a difference to me.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is that the din? What'd you say?
It wouldn't be a kiddush if the granddaughter died. Because
not the granddaughter. I'm talking about the daughter. He died. Her husband died, right? Did the daughter die too?
The whole idea is that her lineage is not now a Kohen at all, so now we have a Kohen in the lineage.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
The daughter's not a Kohen, so.
But I'm saying, are they both alive, though?
Did no,
they
the,
both?
The first daughter had to have died. Because first daughter is not
I'm saying the first daughter yeah. had to have died, no?
She's not a Kohen, so.
What'd you say?
The first daughter is not a Kohen. If she was still alive, then it wouldn't.
Right, we're trying to illustrate that she died, so the only one you have is a Kohen left,
yeah.
And it's still a problem.
Yeah, that's
the daughter. So she, you have to say she died.
Yeah.
Did the husband die? Yeah, you have to say her original husband died too.
Yeah.
So her original husband died, so you're saying that Zerem Yisrael doesn't always have to stay alive. No? That's what you're telling me, no? No?
No, because there was a Zerem Yisrael, the granddaughter.
That's but that's a but that's a Kohen. That child's a Kohen.
For the granddaughter,
that was a Ben. That was a son. What? That was a son. He's a Kohen, though. He's a Kohen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm saying that's what I'm saying. Does he have? Does the daughter have to die? That's what I'm saying.
The grandson is still a Zerami Yisrael, the Gabbai.
Even though he's a Kohen, right?
Yeah, that's why. That's a problem.
Yeah, right. So you're saying even if the mother died, the first daughter.
Yeah.
You're saying that's still called Zerami Yisrael, the Kohen, the grandson is a Kohen.
Yeah.
Even though he's a Kohen, he says Zerami Yisrael, and that should be a problem, yeah. You're saying. Okay? Because the daughter was a Zerami Yisrael. So you're saying even if she dies, that would still be a problem. So that goes well with the Embatia. Because the Embatia, according to the Tzadi Nami Achaz Liav, it wouldn't pass her. Even if he's a Yisrael, even if he's Jewish, right? Who cares? Lamais, he's not Miyachis. He's got to be a Zerami Yisrael. You follow me? And since he's not a Zerami Yisrael, it's not a problem. You follow me, Avi? That's a shot. You got it? I think that would be the din. I think that's the din. It's much better. Because if the woman would still be alive, then it's obvious, no? The woman would still be alive, then it's obviously, you know, she's possible to Truman. You know what I mean? You want to be able to what? You want to be able to... Because she married Yisrael and had a daughter. So obviously the case is the daughter died. And that's the din. Even though the daughter died, it comes out she's considered to be Zerim Yisrael. Even though the grandson is a Kohen, she would still be possible of Truman. Because that's Agdar. And if you take the tzad that it's not Miachas by the Zera of the father, I don't care whether he's Yisrael. The psul is not Yisrael. The psul is what? Remember I said you don't magnify Yisrael. You magnify Zerim Yisrael. Okay.
Unless you take the original Hile that you have, all it means is just that she has the lineage of Kohan. If you're going to go from that Hile, then you don't have to do it.
What do you mean the original Havamin? I don't know what you mean.
You mentioned very briefly, and you said we got rid of it very briefly. You said that maybe that she has a lineage of Kohan, that's what we're referring to, or the lack thereof. Now she's not going to have a lineage of Kohan, or
who are you saying that according? Who do we say that according to?
I think you just said it was just it was in connection with the idea that she had the Khrushchev of King.
Oh, you mean by the Khrushchev case?
She doesn't have any descendants.
Right. Well, that was a little different because that was saying that.
Yeah, but the Havmina there has to do with the fact of descendants. It has nothing to do with.
Right, but that Chiddush is saying that she won't be puzzled with the Bia because that won't be a permanent psul. That's a little bit different.
Right, no, so over here you can see this. If, according to that Havmina, you can see the not a permanent soul. Why? Because you have a covenant at the end of the day and a lineage.
Right, okay, but Lamaisa, if you hold Agdars like we're saying, Zerem Yisrael, doesn't make a difference.
Sure.
Right, okay, good. I hear what you're saying. Okay. You got me, Chlor? So I think that the din is, she has to have died, no doubt. Okay, and then there's a third nekud I want to just mention, and that is that even if you assume that there's two dinim with the fact that the Zerah is possible, one is Zerah Yisrael, and the other one is Zerah Yisrael, even if you want to say that there's Shvei dinim, but according to Sachi, it's not Miyachas to the father, then it wouldn't be a Zerah possible, even if the Av is possible. You follow me? And there's according to Sachi, it's not Miyachas to the Av, the Zerah wouldn't be possible, even if the Av is possible. And therefore it's impossible to say you need a possible to be Marba Zerah possible to Ibrahim Abatia, where he's not going to be possible. So I'm saying, even if there's Shvei Dinim, that the Zerah apostles, one is Zerah Yisrael, and the other one is Zerah Yisrael, but according to the Sad, the Yinam Yachas to the Father, there's nothing to talk about. Right? The Zerah wouldn't be possible, even if the Av's possible. So it's impossible to say you need a possible to be Marbi, because in that case, it's not possible. Allah Kulamais. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? Even if you didn't say that was the Agdara, that it's Zerah Yisrael, maybe it's Zerah Yisrael and Zerah Yisrael. The bottom line is, what you say is not Miyachas Eitzel the father, it doesn't make a difference. You're never going to have a problem, so you wouldn't need a Pusik to say like that. So I just want to just comment on this. It's important. This Ramosha has in the Tshuvas, in Digras Moshe, about artificial insemination. Let's say you have a couple that gets married, and the man cannot have, sterile, can't have kids. It's a terrible catastrophe. What do you do? So Rav Moshe allowed to take a zera from a goy, better a goy, because you won't have a problem of bilbul. And then you put the zera of a goyish man in the Jewish woman, and that's it. Finished. You don't even have to megar, because it came from the Jewish womb, Jewish mother's womb. And that's it. The Sabra Rebbe was very paskin against this very strongly. And he said it was usher, because it would be a bilbul. But that's what and that's what you see, Allah Almighty. It's interesting, based on what we're just saying, if you held like that Beis Shmuel, it is Allah Almighty. If you hold like the Beis Shmuel, Allah Almighty, he wouldn't fulfill Peruvuk. Obviously, it's not his Zerah, right? It's from someone else's. Now, what do you do in the opposite case, where the husband can have, but let's say the woman's eggs are bad? What do you do in that case? So what'd you say? So yeah, let's say her eggs are bad. Can you put an egg in a, what's better to do? So no matter what, you're going to need to convert Pashup Shad. Because if you put the goyish egg in there, even though it's in a Jewish womb, mother's womb, you still convert. No chumra. Halacha l'maisa. No, I'm sorry. If you take from an egg from a Jewish mother, then you're not going to need to convert. You follow me? Yeah. And that might be advantageous because it'll be Yotze Puruvu, because it's his own Zara, right? You just put the... What'd you say? Women are Mechuiva Puruvu anyway, right? We paskin. So if you use a Goyish egg, then you're going to have to convert, and then he's not Yotze Puruvu. You follow what I'm saying? So it's probably better to use a Jewish... What'd you say? Absolutely. I mean, a goy can be. A goy with a goy. They have no chiyuv puruvu. That's correct. Yes, that's correct. Because it's not misyachas after it. You know what I mean? If you're going to need to convert, it's gershin iskayer. You cut chanola dom. You know, it's like you're not related. So that's the situation. There's no problem of mamzeris. There's no doubt. Mamzeris has to come through a Maisa Bia. He just didn't like it because it would be a bilbul. He was worried about the Zerah being, you know, the Tzadmer Rebbe. It's very hard to say Mamzeris because Mamzeris has to be through a Maisa Bia. You're just injecting with a shot the Zerah, you know. That's not going to be Mamzeris. But it's better probably to use a non-Jewish Zerah than use a Jewish Zerah. Poshup Shad. You follow me? She doesn't have a womb. That's a different child. Put the egg in a goy and use her as the, what's that called? Surrogate mother? Yeah. That's a big shaila. Do you go bust the womb or the egg? I think we also are megara lechumra for that case too. Absolutely. Okay, good. All right, so that was the mahalach I wanted to say on the bati. Floor? Okay, let's go. Let's finish up the mahalach, then we want to get to Hilchosom Gedalia. Okay? There's a few more nakudas. We have quite a few more we have to discuss still. Okay? But let's continue. Okay. There is an interesting kasha that comes up here in this sugya. And that kasha is as follows. The shita lo noda l'mi in Dibra Maskel Ki and Tosis and Kedushin I gave you on Samech Vav Amid Beis. There the Gemara in Samech Vav Amid Beis is discussing the following. The second to last Tosis, Lazaro Akrov. There is a halacha that if a halal does the avoda, you know what a halal is? A ben grushim and chalutz. If a grushim marries a kohen, the product of that union is a halal. Now he ideally, l'chachila, cannot do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. But b'dievet, if he did, it's okay. And the Gemara has a few psukim here as rayas. The Gemara says, minolon, that ben grushim ben chalutz and avodos aksher minolon, amar avyud, amar shmud, amar krov, aysel lo lazaro akrov, Bein Zera Kasha, Bein Zera Pasul. Yes? Okay, that's the marker of the din, that a halal, a vote is good, kshayr. It's one of the, Gemara quotes another, the mother marker, Baruch Hashem, Chelo Paul, Yadav Yirtza, Tila Chilin Shalbo. The Gemara quotes another pasul, Basal HaKon, Shiyob Yom Mehem. Whereas a few makaros as to, there might be nafkimis, but that's not for us now, what the marker is. But the bottom line is that a vote of a coin is a call is good with the other. So the next to last Taisis there points out, and this is a tremendous kasha. The Gemara makes that drush over there that a Zara puzzles Avodas Kshayra. So what do you see from there? That the word Zaro includes a Zara puzzle. That's Mamish against our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Zara does not include a Zara puzzle. No? That's why we needed the what? That's why we needed the drush of the Yud there, right? No, that's our Gemara. It's a Stira Mineo Bay. Over there it says that what? That Zera Apostle is included in what? In Zara. Over here it says no. So we have a, this is the Kashan Menri Shonim ask. Okay? So let's get down the few answers that we have to answer this Kashan. Okay? Tosvos, right there, the Ramaskul Lazaro Akrov and the Rajba say as follows. That over there, the word Lazaro is extra. Because the Torah could have just written Haisel Lo Ulabonov. Because Benos don't do a vote in the Beis HaMikdash. Benos Kohen, you know, Bas Kohen. Therefore, we're Dorish the Pasuk Zera to include Apostle. So basically, what's the rule? Remember, we always teach this Ben methodologically to become a Lamdin Bez Hashem, with the help of Hashem. So whenever you have a kashan, terutzim, ravon, so I taught us, you have a premise in the kashan, and when the Rishonim give an answer, are you destroying the premise? Or does the premise remain? You come with a new theory. So here the Tais and Rashba answer, and they say, you know what? What's the rule? The rule is our Gemara. Zera does not include a Zera Pasul. Over there, that's an exception, because it could have written Lobanov. Since it wrote Zaro, it's also including a Zera Pasul. Okay? Why would it could have written Bono? Because Benos Kohen do to avod in the Beis HaMikdash anyway. You follow me? So it should have said Bono. The fact that it didn't say Bono was to tell me Zera Apostle, but the rule really is our Gemara. You got me? So that's an example of my said the premise, the Zera is that the word Zera does not include a Zera Apostle. That's the rule. That Gemara is the exception. Come along the Ramban and the Ritf and the Shita Lo Nodal and me. They give a different terrace. It says the word Acharav. What does Achrov mean? Even a Zera Apostle is included in the Bris Kahuna. So the fact that it says Achrov also, it's a similar answer, that the rules are Gemara, that Zera Apostle is not included in Zera, but over there, since it's a special Pasuk, it tells me even a Zera Apostle is included. Yes? To do the Avodah. But methodologically, they both assume the same answer. And then number three is the Rashba over there I saw. Rashba over there in Samech Vav Amid Beis says as follows. There's good reason to distinguish, and I wrote down the Lashon. The good reason to distinguish between a psul kahal and a psul kahuna. What's an example of psul kahal? A nussin or a mamzer. You got me? A nussin or a mamzer, a psul kahal, they can't marry in. That's the Gemara over there. Halacha lamaisa. Here we're discussing a psul kahuna like a halal. So when it comes to what? When it comes to Halacha lamaisa, avod in the Beis HaMikdash here, and samach v'amish din l'psul kahal. So b'dyevet, if you did it, it's still good, the avodah. But our Gemara dealing with what psul kahuna, and zerim doesn't mean what? When it means zerim, it doesn't include psul kahuna. In other words, you have much more of a widened scope definition, I guess, when you're dealing with psule kahal, and therefore what it can include, what included in psule kahal, the word zera. But here, since we're dealing with psule kahune, so lamaisa, it's limited, halacha lamaisa, and therefore zera is not going to include what? Include a zera pasul. You hear that answer? Says mistaber to you? I was thinking to myself and preparing, well, what's the svara behind that? Which is which? The Gemara over there, I'm sorry, I flipped it. The Gemara over there is talking about psuli kahuna. I don't know. The Gemara over there is, I don't remember which way I said it. The Gemara there is talking about psuli kahuna. Samafov. So as soon as talking about psuli kahuna, Lamaisa, you understand that what? You understand that it could include even a zera pasul. Here we're talking about what? Sulekah, like marrying a mamzer and things of that sort. So therefore, Zera would not include that. I guess it makes sense, I'll be smart. In other words, I guess if your scope is limited to only psuli kahuna, I guess the Zera is going to include even what, because over there we're trying to be marbit, even someone who has a problem, it's kosher. So Zera can include what? Zera can include psuli kahuna. But here, we're not dealing with just, you know, people doing what we're dealing with psule kahal in general. So I guess you're going to have a limited scope of what the word zera means. I guess it's mistaber, no? No, is that what you think, Avi? That's what I think. Ben, what do you think? Ezra, I think that's pshat. In other words, if it can include less scope, then why not? Let the word zera include it. Whereas you have to include a wider scope, zera probably won't. Okay. That's what the Rosh gives his terrors. Okay.
What was this? Who gave the second terrors?
The second teretz is from the Ramban and the Ritva and the Shita Lonot Lami right here. Okay? You got me? So three teretz from that kasha. Okay. Next few nekudas we need to do is as follows. Okay? Many of the Rishonim are bothered by, let's get it, perhaps you were hinting to it before, Avi, and that is that many of the Rishonim are bothered by the Gemara says in Baba Basra, please get it, Kuf Ted Vavim et Aleph. The Gemara says, how do you know if a man dies and all he has is a grandchild, grandson, a Nechet? He has no kids. So is the grandchild Yorish or is his brother Yorish? The Achiv of the Mace. What's the din? So the Gemara says the grandson wins. Why? Ubein Ein Lo, Ayin Alof. Make sure he has no descendants. If you find a descendant, then what? Then he gets it. But what do you see from that? The Gemara has to dig up a drasha. We don't say b'nei banim harek in banim. That's against our Gemara. This kasha, all the Rishonim, men, not all, the many Rishonim ask that kasha. Because our Gemara said, what do you need what? A drasha for Zerah Zara, b'nei banim harek in banim. So the Gemara said, you need it for Zerah Apostle. So our Gemara assumes it's a double posh, I'll be for b'nei banim harek in banim. No. The Gemara in Bava says, you need to dig up a posik for it.
In that case, you have a conflicting relative, which is the brother. Here by us,
uh-huh. Okay, but even without that, Avi, is it a pure, is it a natural svar, is it not?
By us.
Yeah, I'm saying in general. Even I hear you, you hear what you're saying, but I'm just saying, is the statement b'nei banim harek in banim, is it a natural svar, is it not? Do you have to dig up a drasha? That seems like a steer in Gemaras. So how do you answer it? Okay, so different terutzim, let's get it. Tosfos Lamaisa, the Ramban, the Rashba, asked this kashya, Maskal Azera, Ritva here. Taisim Baba Basra asked this kasha, Kuftev Amandraska Ben Ben, Shijan Lo Nodu. Let me ask the kasha. They want to say as follows. Let's get it. They want to say that the word Zera naturally includes a grandkid in our Gemara. But the word Ben does not include a grandkid. By Yerusha, what does it say? It doesn't say Zera, it says Ben. And therefore, you need a pasuk to tell mevei banim harekin banim. But here, by achilas truma, it says the word zera ain la. So anyone that's a descendant is ma'akiver from eating what? From eating your truma. So he says it depends on the realm. If it says zera, then lamaisa, it's a problem. If it says ben, then you need a drasha. Say ben banim harekin banim. Fine. The truth is, alach lamaisa. That's the teretz lamaisa. Interesting teretz that he gives. Okay, now the truth is, the fact that what it says ben, and ben means ben mamish, here it says zera includes everything. So therefore, when it says b'nei banim kebanim, it's really lav dafkin akamar based on that. No, could be grandkids as well. Absolutely. Great. According to this. And the truth is, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Samach Dalim and Bey is talking about Mavra Beno Bito, the Eish by Moloch. And the Gemara says, how do you know Lamaisa? Right? How do you know Ka Mavra Ben Beno Ben Bito? It says Mizaro. So you see that the word Beno is Rak Beno Mamish, and Zaro is called Zaro. So you see there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin I want you to get. That proves this beautifully. Okay? Because you need to dig up a special drasha by Moilech that a grandson is a problem passing him through the fire or burning him. Machlis Rashi and Ramban, you actually pass him through the fire, you actually burn them. Allah Lamaisa. That's a very good raya, that Gemara. Okay? So Lamaisa, in such a case, that's the din. Allah Lamaisa. So Taisvas in Baba Basra says, what about when it comes to Yibam? You with me, Ezra? What about, let's get it. Okay, let's focus on this. What happens when you say by Yibum? What happens if a guy has grandkids by Yibum? Remember we said if he has any kids, you don't do Yibum? What happens if a guy has grandkids? What's the din? How do you know they popped her from Yibum? Let's say the husband died, and the husband had grandkids, but no kids. What's the din? Potters you from Yibum. How do you know? See, Toises is bothered by, I understand. If it says what? If it says b'nei banim or not kibanim, yes? If it says b'nei banim, ain't it kibanim, right? So how do you know it potters? How do you know that grand gets potter from Yibum, right? You got me? So Tosfos gives three terutzim in Baba Basra. One is, it says ben ain't low. So we learn from there, even if a mamzer potters you from Yibum. So we also learn this halacha too. Ben ain't low. As long as you have some kids, it's enough to pot you. So even a grandkid is enough. Number two is, it says, lo yemacheh. You have to what? Make sure his name's not wiped out. His name's already not wiped out because he has what? Grandkids. And number three, we learn from Yerusha that b'nei banim is kibanim. So too by Yibum, we see the same thing. Yibum and Yerusha will have the same halacha. Yibum and Yerusha will have the same halacha in such a case. Okay? You got me? Yibum and Yerusha will have the same halach in such a case. Now, the first tier, so we got the three terutzim. I guess it says aim low. You have a vestige, it's enough. That's the first tier. Second is William Bacha. Third tier, it says Yerusha and Yibum is the same. Now, in the first two kashas, why do you need a pasuk by Yerusha to include grandkids? Right? Just like we know a daughter, it's Kodim La'av Yerusha. Right? We learn that a bas is kodem is lav b'yerusha. Yeah? From it says like a ben is potus from Yibum. So why don't we say that just like this, a Yibum b'nei banim kibanim, the b'nei banim are yorshim. Allah l'mais. This is what Taisis is bothered by in Mesechus Baba Basra. Why do you need a pasuk b'yerusha to be mar b'nei banim? Right? The bas is kodem is lav b'yerusha. Let's say you have a father and a granddaughter, and the father dies. Who gets it? The granddaughter, the daughter, or the grandfather? The daughter gets it. Al pi din, just like by a yibum, the son, the daughter is like a son. Patas you from yibum. So why don't you learn out from the yibum that b'nei banim kibanim, that b'nei banim are yorshim? So Tais says yibum you can't learn because if you say b'nei banim lomaisa. If you say banim gnei banim, he says you can't learn it out 100%. Taisus says. Tirtu atayzus shem yibum lo yuchol lilmod shiimeish gam bnei banim v'gam bnei banim v'ben achr shemeis yirshua banim imnei abanim kimi yibum nuchorak lilmod shebnei benadim kodem la'av la'ach. The only thing you learn from yibum is that what? What do you learn from yibum? Is that the sons, the grandkids are go before the father or the brother. So too we learn from Yibun that the daughter is Kodem Islav. We don't learn, that's the only thing we learn, Taisus says. That we limit it only to that area and that area alone. That just like a daughter and a son pop the Yibun, so too we learn from what? That a daughter goes before the father or the brother. Okay? That's all we learn. We limit to what we learn Yibun and Chalitz. Okay, that's what Taisus wants to find it. Lamais over there. Interesting din, Allah Lamais. Okay? So that's what you have by what? By the din of what? Bonim kinei bonim. Okay. And then that brings us now to the Ramban and the Rashba. Let's get it. Okay? Next Nakuda, let's get it. Next Nakuda on this din. The Ramban and the Rashba are bothered by the Gemara in Yevamos and Chav Beis and Aleph writes the Rash was Maskal Ki, the Rif was Maskal Baha. The Gemara is bothered by Ach Mamzer Zokik Liyibum. Let's say you have a brother, surviving brother. What's the din of the surviving brother? He's a Mamzer. You share a father. The father has had children with one wife, and there's Mizana with an issue. He's had a boy. So your brother's, but your brother's a Mamzer, right? Because he was Mizana with an Ezhish, right? So, let's say the father dies. Allah Kulamaisir. I'm sorry, not the father dies. The boy that's not a Mamzer, gets married, has kids, dies without any kids. Does he have a brother or not? There's only one brother. That's the possible brother. His only brother is a Mamzer. Does he have to do Yibum or not? Yes. Yeah, we would do a Chalitza, but there's still a Zika. So, that's Peshitta. Right? The Gemara says, the Gemara asks on the Mishnah that a Mamzer, Ach Mamzer Zokik Liyun. The Gemara says, Pshit, no, I'd have a Havim and I learn how to Gzer Shavar B'nei Yaakov. B'nei Yaakov or Gzerim and not Mamzerim. So if it wasn't for the Gzer Shavar, what would I say? What do you see? They see their Mamzer is included in a brother. Even if there's no, the natural, even without a special Drosha. So why does our Gemara say Zerah Apostle is not included in Zerah? If it wasn't for the fact there was a special Drosha. That's the Kasha. Again, the Gemara writes, "Befeirish Mamzer Achas Pasha that it's Zokik." Gemara says, "No, I'd have a Havamina that it's a Ksherim Shem from the Yaakov Niksherim. If it wasn't for the fact that Ksherim Lomais, you wouldn't think it's good. Kamashma, it's good. What do you see without the Ksherim Shava? That an Ach Mamzer is naturally a brother. Here you see that a Zera is not considered naturally what? A Psul is not considered naturally from the Zera. So the Rabban and the Ritvin, they answer like this. They say, from the word Zera, it's Mashma Zera, Apostle is not Zera. From the word ben and ach, that's mashma, even a psul. You got me? Zera means naturally kosher. Zera means naturally kosher. Now does that go well with what we had said before? Does the word zera normally mean kosher? We said zera usually means grandkids. But does zera normally mean kosher? No, we never said that, right? So he wants a taina that zera doesn't mean kosher. But the word ben means any type of brother. Whether it's a psul or not, the bottom line is your brother. But the Rashba says, I don't like that teretz. Rashba is doiche. And he says, if you look in Yevamos and Chav Beis and Beis, the Gemara says, Beferish, that a ben posel patas you from Yibum, from the drasha ain lo, ayin alof. So it's poshet that people that are posel register in Hilchos Yibum. You follow me? So it's poshet that what? It's poshet that even a brother that's posel passes you Yibum. If it wasn't for the drasha, the psul will not be included Achu Ben. Okay? So you see Beferish, the Gemara says Beferish, that a Ben is possible, patas you from Yibum, from Ein Lo. Pashat even a Ach, that's a brother, Lamaisa, is Zokik Liyibum. Lachain Pashat, so once you have that Drasha and Hilchos Yibum, you know the Zokik Liyibum. So if it wasn't for what? So the word, so the Rashba says, so again, what was our Kasha? Excuse me, what was our kasha? Yeah, our Gemara says Zera Apostle doesn't include a Zera unless it was a drush, and there it does. Well, he says, Nilchus Yibum is a Dover Pasha. Nilchus Yibum is an Ein Lo, Ein Alof, right? But Lamais in other areas, like here, we're not talking about Hilchos Yibum. So I would think that what? The psul would not be klal achve ben. Special din by Yibum. You follow me? Okay? That's what the Rashba wants to say. Okay. Two other nekudas let's get to, and then we got to get to Hilchos Gedal. Okay? I want, the Marshal points out here an interesting catch here. What are the two drushes the Gemara makes here? That without the Yud tells me that the girl gets married, the money goes to who? The father. Yatzachim ain't kasef. If she goes free from the Adon, Adon gets nothing, but if she goes married the father, father gets it. What was the other drush with the Yud? That what? That if she has a Zerah Pasa, she can't eat Truma. What in the world are these things comparable? The Yos Yud, your Doresh, that what?
Something.
That you have to Ma'ayin and look after the Zerah. But we don't find that it's treated like a Yitur. You know what I mean? Even if you didn't have the Yud, it would be pronounced Ain. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's one thing, Yatzachinim Ein Kasif. Yeah? The Os Yud, you have to look into what? Look into see whether you have kids. That makes sense in Hilchos Truma, no? How does it make sense with the money going to the father? They're not similar drushes. You understand what I'm asking? All the word Yud tells me in Hilchos Truma is looking to see if she has any kids. Ian, Ayin Alav, look into it. That notion of Ayin Alav makes no sense in Hilchos Kedusha with the father, doesn't it? You think about it from a conceptual way.
It's not for that drasha, though. Isn't the Yud
is okay, let's see. But I'm saying at first glance, it seems that, no? In what sense, asks the Chachma Shlomo, are these drushes comparable? You know what I'm saying? One is, Yud is the Ayla, look into the Chumah. Okay, look into this generations. Where do you see, look into whether the father gets the money? That's his kasha. So his answer is, no, it also is look into it. Because what do you learn from Ein Kesef? Bagris. From the Yud, we check whether Naris. Check whether she's 12 or not. So there is a checking notion. It's a beautiful answer, no? Because if she's reached Naris, she also goes free.
It's not checking.
No, you check whether she has kids, and you check whether what she's a Nara, and to determine whether what? To determine whether there'll be money. Because even when what? Even when she goes free, the other one doesn't get any money. Who gets money, though? The father. And as Ben said, that doesn't come from Ein Kesef. That comes from what? B'yatzachinim. Only from this Adon does she go free with no money. But from an Adon Acher is the father. You follow me? So at the end of the day, you were mechavin to it a little bit, Ben. Excellent. You know what I'm saying? That's what he wants to say. Number one, there is a notion of examining Naris. And number two, the bottom line is that the fact that the money goes to the father comes from what? B'yatzachinim. Doesn't come from what? It doesn't come from Ein Kesef in essence, okay? The fact that the father gets the Kedusha. And the Ein Kesef's look into whether she's a Nara or will she go free. You follow me? Very good, Ben. Excellent. Okay. And the last Nakuda I want to bring out is from the Taisus Yom Tov, okay? Let's get it down. Taisus Yom Tov says Beferish. Taisus Yom Tov says Beferish. Okay, Taisus Yontif says, very interesting Chiddush. Okay, and that is Lamais of the following. He wants the Taina in the Yevamos Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. The word man is what? Let's read out a little bit more in the Gemara. Take a look, guys, inside the Tana Gufa Minolei the Dar Shlachi. How do you make drushes with this? Amrei Ksiv Me'ein Bilam Me'ein Yevami. Bilam didn't want to go with the people, and Me'ein Yevami, you don't want to be do Yibum, you want to do Chalitz. We said ideally you got to do Yibum. The box is you put the guy in a semi-cherem that he doesn't want to do Yibum. You follow me? So you take his shoes off, you spit, it's to connote the Shechazera that he didn't use to keep alive his dead brother's name. Lo Ksivu Man what? Ksiv Man Bilam Man Yevami. Lok Sibu Yud. Vachak Siv Be Yud. Vishmaminu Ladrashi Uda Asa. Yes? Those two cases, it doesn't say yud, and here it says yud. So you see, they make a drasha from the yud. So sometimes it does say an without a yud. You follow me? Yes? So the Tzitzit says, I don't understand. What is though? What is in those two references? What are those? Refusing, right? The word is refusing. That's a verb. You can't write it without a mem. You need the word mem. And kol terakul, the word ain is with the yud anyway. He says this drush is just an asmachta. And the Gemara is comparing the ain with ain because these two words are what? Negative. Shlila. You know what shlila means? Negative. Meaning refusing and aim, negative. So that's why the comparison is me'ain and aim. Even though you need the word me'ain. You follow me? You need the mem. So that's what the Tosfos Yontif wants to say. He wants to say that you have to say the Gemara's comparing it because they're both negative. It's really an asmachta, the whole thing, he said. Because the bottom line is you need a mem in those two words. Right? Second of all, you can't write on, so it's not the same thing. Number two, he says, and the whole Torah says ain with the yud anyway. Here he says this is a smachta. But it could very also well be that it's from Derech Shlila. They're both like negative, refusing. So that's why it's similar. Now the Pnei Yeshua has a different shot. Pnei Yeshua Dermaskin Cain says, even though it always writes the word ain with the yud, yes? Even though it always writes ain with the yud, here the ain is extra. Because it could have said v'yatzachinam. Didn't have to write ain kesef. The whole word is extra. Not the whole word. The Torah could have written an kesef. Why do you have to say ain? The yud here is extra. That's the pshat. You're right in Kol HaTorah Kula. It could have said, it says the word ain with the yud. But here it's of Yatzachin already. It could have shortened, didn't need a letter. It could have said an kesef. Okay? So that's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn pshat in the Gemara. Okay, good. We got the whole mahalach? Okay, we'll work through this sugya good. You follow me? Okay, now we go to Tzom Gedaliah. Let's take a look at the two packets. Okay? Everyone got it? Now, what's today's date? You got to go?
No, I'll be in bed.
Okay. So, Lamaisa, if you take a look in the, let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone got it? Let's first look in the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Beferish, in the Mishnah Berurah, let's look in the Mechaber, Simin Tov, Kuf, Chof, Simin Tov, Kuf, Mem, Tes. Tav Kuf Mem Tes says Beferish. Let's see it inside. Chayavim Lisanos B'Tishabav B'Shilas B'Tamuz B'Shlosh B'Tishrei B'Sora B'Tevis B'Mnei Dvarim Haroim She'iru B'Hem. Person is obligated to fast at least four fasts: Tishabav, Shilas B'Tamuz, the third of Tishrei, tenth of Teves. Because of bad things that happen in this day. Now, today is Shlosh of Tishrei, yes? Is that correct? Now, who was Gedaliah ben Achikim? He was the governor of Judea. He was assassinated. There was hope that after Bias Rishon was destroyed, what year was Bias Rishon destroyed? 586 BCE. There was a hope that it would be quickly rebuilt. And he was the governor of Judea when they assassinate him, that glimmer of hope went out. Okay? Now, this could be the makor of emotional sadness, emotional illness, mental illness in halacha, because it was a communal depression. The Moshe has tshuvas on this. If a person has to see a psychologist, you should go to a person that's a believer in Torah and mitzvahs, even if he's not from it, he has to believe in it, because a lot of tenets in psychology that are courses. So Moshe says it's usher to go to someone like that.
How do you define apikorsis? We don't have apikorsis nowadays anymore.
Sure we do. A guy doesn't believe in God.
Well, there's believe in knowing things.
Well, Ezra, if there are a lot of tenets in psychology that deny the existence of Hashem. So you can't go to a person cannot go to a psychologist that doesn't believe in Hashem because he might steer you off the derech. So that's where Moshe writes. You can't go to.
Shouldn't one hear perspectives which are different?
No, not that. You're not allowed to hear off the courses.
But how do you argue with it if you don't hear it? How do you?
I mean, how does the Mishnah say in Avos Dama Lashi Lapikaris? It's a good question.
How do you argue with? How do you?
You have to know in order to answer it, but you shouldn't put just. You're going for someone for help. So
Ramesh says, "I'm more of an academic setting if you want to do something."
Exactly. Well said. Well said. Well, you articulated it well. Correct. But if you're going for someone for help, Ramay says you can't go to someone who doesn't believe. The guy might tell you to stop doing Torah mitzvahs and go off the derech, and it's happened before.
We've had with a psychologist before. I didn't realize anything he said was like.
Right, but if you look at some of the readings of it, some of it is apikorsis. That's what Moshe writes.
Should
be from, and if he's not from, it should be at least be a believer, but not that it's going to steer a guy off Torah mitzvahs. Now, the shaila is. So that's what I wanted to say. Tzom Gedalia is a source of emotional, you know, and upsetness. Because Clyde, there's nothing that happened. There was no event. There was an event. Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated, but to all of Klai Yisrael. Shivasa B'Tamas, the walls were what? Breached. Sarah B'Tavis, they were surrounded. Tisha B'Av, the Bismarck was destroyed. Tzom Gedalia, there was the governor Jada was assassinated. What that caused was a communal depression. Because that glimmer of hope had gone out. You follow me? So therefore, what we have to investigate now is, I understand something. Some say that he was assassinated on the 2nd of Tishrei, which is what? Second day of Rosh Hashanah. So how can you have a fast? So some poskim want to say that Tzom Gedalia in its root was a nidcha. You know what a nidcha means? It was pushed off. Because we observe it today on the 3rd of Tishrei. So it could be in the root, in its root, it was a nidcha. And it's very core. So that would create many kulas, perhaps. If you had a bris on a Tzom Gedalia, will you say that it's permissible for the people to eat the father of the ben? Because maybe it's a nidchen. So that's a big machlok is nachron. Let's look at it inside.
And normally, if it's not a nidchen, would you mutter to eat at a bris for the father? Or no?
If it's not nidcha, you're not allowed to. If it's a nidcha, maybe yes. So what I'm saying is that Tzom Gedalia in its core might be nidcha. Let's chazer over for Avi what we had said. We had said that, we're looking in Shulchan Aruch, okay? We said that in Shulchan Aruch, what happened in history and Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated. He was the governor of Judea. And this was, Churban Bayis Rishon happened in 586 BCE. There was a glimmer of hope that it would be quickly rebuilt. When he was assassinated, there was a terrible communal depression for all of Klal Yisrael. I want to suggest that's the marker that the halacha recognized mental illness. Tzom Gedalia is the marker. Even though there wasn't an assassination, but it was a communal depression. And because of that, that's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva. If a person has to see a psychologist, he has to make sure the psychologist is from, or at least believes in Hashem. Because there's a lot of tenets in psychology that are apikorsis, halacha l'maisa. So the guy could steer you off the derech, a person. So the question is when he was assassinated. So some say historically he was assassinated on the second day of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, and it was pushed off to the third today. That means in its core it's a nidcha. You follow me? Which would create a lot of kulas, because if you have a nidcha, the father of the ben and the bris could eat, not if it's the original day. So maybe you could say in general it's always a nidcha. Every Gedalia ben Achikam forever is a nidcha. So most posts say it's not, because that would be very, very big kula. Some say it is. Let's look inside. See, the other ones where it's an event happened, mamish, more of an event, wasn't just emotional. Shivasa B'Tamas, the walls were breached. Sarah B'Tamas, the walls were surrounded. Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. You follow me? Granted, we felt terrible. Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated, but it was one man, but there was the glimmer of hope went out. You follow me? So let's see inside. The Mechaber. Chayovim, Lisanos, B'Tishabov, B'Shalos, B'Tamuz, B'Shalos, B'Tishrei, B'Sor, B'Tez, M'Nedvarim, Haroim, Sh'irubim. Because of the bad things that happened. Now take a look at the Bir Hetev. You got it? A lot of people are never looking at Bir Hetev. You follow me? See the Bir Hetev, Os Aleph? You got it? Did I underline it for you guys?
Yeah.
Let's see. B'Shalos, B'Isav, B'Shalos, B'Shem, Erben, Yeruchim. The Rosh Hashanah Nera Gedalia. Wow. V'nidcha Taniso al Yom Chol. It's pushed off to the next day. Fizaya Nera Dimesh Mila B'Tzom Gedalia. The Eina Baal Bris Misana Adalila. The Baal Bris doesn't fast. They have the Bris towards the end of the day. It doesn't have to be towards the end of the day. It should be before Chatzos to get in Zrizim Akdima. We can have the Suda later. You have the Suda towards later in the Adalila. Come up with Tishubav. He doesn't have to fast. Come up with Tishubav. Shchal Yos B'Shavas. Nidcha Yom Rishon. You have Tisha B'Av, it's Nidcha on Sunday, and you have a bris, There's a kula for him to eat. So you hear what he's saying? So that's an amazing thing. That the Beis Yosef quotes of Shem Rabbi Nerucham, you always have a, that it's always Nircha Ledora, Som Gedali. And the Taz says that, no, Avayish Lechalik. The Hossam Nir Lechol Adchia Bismanenu, Danu Roim Sheikar, Hatanis Shol Tisha Bov Shechal B'Shav Shasa Nidchit. Akorcha Nishtan Adina. That's if Tisha Bov is supposed to be our Shabbos pushed to Sunday. Mashikim Tzom Gedali, the Pama Rishon Dachu. In its core, it was pushed to the next day. The Gazru Lissanis Beyom Shlishi, Li Olum Chalak Zero, Li Olum. Bishove, they nira lanu hadachia. Taz. Taz doesn't buy it. So machlokes have been Yeruchim in a Taz. We basically assume like the Taz. That would open the door for a lot of kulas. You follow me? So even though in essence it was what in its core a nidcha, but we don't view it al pidin as a nidcha. Because it always was that way. Nidcha means it was supposed to be Tisha B'Av on Shabbos and he pushed it to Sunday this year. You follow me? Okay. Mishabru also points out here that the ikar of a tainis is to what? Not to lose weight. The ikar of a tainis is mafash of mice. I used to think when I was a kid, play ball all day, and I could fast. I'm like a strong man. I missed the boat of the whole point. The whole point is self-examination, to do tshuva. Mafash of mice, okay? We have a whole mahalik in tainis we don't have time to get into now. The notion, maybe another time on a tainis, we'll talk about it, Linetter. But, you know, the tainis is a mixus yontif. It's either it's considered a yom tshuva or a yom korban. It's a chalos korban. By mincha today, we're supposed to say the ribbono olamim in the archful siddur. You know, in the shaded, the diminution of your blood and fats as if you offer yourself in the mizbeach. More brachos yitzayin amaral. Paskin shuchnorach. It's mamash din korban. That's why tonight you're not supposed to break fleshings. You know, it's inappropriate, lamais. Because by kachim we go what? By kachim the lilas holach achrayim. All other halachas gechul and pei gimel and alf. All other halachas what the halacha day begins at night and go you know goes today. But when it looks like b'nei noach, secular day, Monday night. Same thing here. It's inappropriate. You're fasting all day and doing tshuva. Then you're going to break it out with break the fast of steak and wine. Only time necessary you could do that by Yom Kippur. But something that's a Yom Tshuva avelus is improper. You follow me? That's why if you, the Ramah writes if you boil and eat it. Says in the Ramah, you have to fast 40 days. And at night, you can't eat basar v'yayin. So what does he mean at night? Torah Shlom and Piskachu has a son. Does he mean the night before? Makes sense. The night before, you can eat milchix, but not... What's the sad to say it's the night after? It says you have to eat makhra for both. Because in Kachim, the Lila's holich acharayom. You follow me? There's real properties. So I want to just do that bir halacha where I underline. Let's just see that bir halacha inside. And then we'll go close shir with the Mikroi Kodesh. Okay, chayavim lisonos. You see, v'chulei kosav aritva b'sof tainis chosin shechal echem yarba atzomus b'tochi mei simchas libo. Chosin had one of the four fasts come out during his sheva brachas. Does he have to fast? V'stabr li shu chayav lisonos behem. Tafagav di yamei regal v'simcha shalohi. Even though it's what his own private simcha, v'ein avelus chadash shechal behem, and avelus chadash shouldn't what. If he lost one of his seven relatives, the avelus is not chal. The ain simcha el ba'achilu. The simcha is only ba'achilu. Kid amrin gabi regalim, the gabi purim. Mikomakom came in the regal shalom, regal yachid min rabbanon. The tanius elu heim the rabim. Oh, this is a private simcha against tanius the rabim. Us the avelus the rabim. Dochol regal the rabbanon. The avelus the rabim pushes off avelus the rabbon. Regal the rabbon. You got me? So he should fast. You know, like Tosha says in Brachas on Lamed Aleph Manav, you do the glass, right? Lamed Aleph Manav, I think it's Lamed Aleph Manav. You do the glass at the wedding to break the glass. Zechel Chorban. So too, you know, you have to remember the Chorban. This is Zechel Chorban, the Titus. So you have to fast. Ah, the ain't steer me zel hadem avur besim tof kuf nun tes. The bala bris misane, the ain't a mashlim. But we learn in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes that the Bala Bris fast, but he doesn't complete the day. After Gamu Rak Yontov Shel Yochan, that was a private Yontov. Also, Matam Yishum Nidcha. No, that case was when the Tainus was pushed off. Aval Nikomokom Raya Medivi Aritva Elul Maskana Sabes Yosef Demeno Nidcha Mukhi Vahashman. Nevertheless, you could be a Raya from the Ritva, the Maskana Sabes Yosef. It's not Nidcha Yimukhi to complete the whole fast. Menafkini Medivi Aritva Elul. We learn out from the words of the Ritva, the Sfirle, that Tzom Gedalia, Eino Nikra Tamid B'Shem Nincha. There it is. You see, he was talking about all the four Tanaisim, and he didn't say that it was an exception. So you see, the Ritva's a riot to the Taz. You follow me? That we don't view it's always as a Nitzchah. In its core, it was practically a Nitzchah, but Alpidin, it's not. So we dug up Machlokes Rav Ben Yerucham and the Taz. He dug up a Ritva that sides with who? Sides with the Taz. That we don't assume Tzom Gedai is a Nitzchah. Okay? I made a mistake. No, I was correct. That's Rabbi Yerucham. You see the Shari Tshuva? We didn't do that. You know who the Rosh Yosef is? Rosh Yosef is the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim Sefer on Shas called the Rosh Yosef. See the Shari Tshuva? Look. Shlishi. I am very much going to see my Taz. I am Bailey Araba. Oh, so the Prima Gadim holds like you that Rabbeinu Yerucham. So he's pointing out that the Ritva is like the Taz. You follow me? So it comes out the Ritva and Taz against Rabbeinu Yerucham and Rosh Yosef. Do we consider to be Nitcha? Nafkamin is, in the case of Nitcha, can the father of the, if there was a bris today, can the father what eat the Suda at the end of the day right before Shkia? If you hold in its core, it's Nitcha, and then I'll pick in its Nitcha, then yes. If you assume not, then you can't, okay? You got it? Okay, let's go to Reb Zvi Pesach Frank, Mikroy Kodesh, and Simon Lamed Hay. Okay? Now, Lamais, I'll just say outside, but I want to read a certain part inside a few pages later. Shulchan Aruch says someone who didn't get an Aliyah, someone who's not fasting cannot get an Aliyah. Okay? That's Dafka B'mincha. By chakras, you can get an Aliyah even though you're not Dukhani if it's Monday or Thursday, because we would have lained anyway. If it's Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, you can't. Because if the only reason why we're laning, you follow me, is because of the tinus, then if you're not fasting, you can't get an aliyah. He says, B'dievin, there are achronim that argue on that, and they say, B'dievin, you're called up, you can go up there anyway. Okay? Fine. Because you have to be a bar chiyuva poshim shot. Let's go now to the third page here in this packet. Sorry, it's kind of like upside down, I apologize. Let's read Gimel. Okay, you got it? This is a fascinating case. Let's say someone medically is not strong enough to fast today in Yom Kippur. If he fasts today, it'll wipe him out. It'll wipe him out. He won't be able to fast for Yom Kippur. Which do you do? Yom Kippur or Tzom Gedalia? What would you say? Yom Kippur's Minat Torah, so I would say that. But on the other hand, we have a klal, Ein Mavir and Alamitzis, whatever comes first. This is a big machlokes, he quotes. Let's look. You see the third page? Gimel. Kishyesh chashi misan v'tzom gadal liyuchul yisans b'yom ha-kippurim. The eishel avram la'agon mi'butachich. To buchacha rov. That's the eishel avram. To buchacha rov. Kasa. Mishyesh chashi misan v'tzom gadal ya. Someone has a concern if he fasts on tzom gadal liyuchul yisans b'yom ha-kippurim. He won't be able to fast on him. Kippur. Shayach b'kach. You're being okra mitzvah deraisa through a takana drobonon. The isanim tzom gedalia. Fastan tzom gedalia. Vim achakach lo yuchul isanus b'yom kippurim. If afterwards you're not able to fast in Yom Kippur, hari yehe az onus umutri. It's onus kumanapatrin. Now tzom gedalia is mentioned where? In Zecharia. The pasuk in Zecharia mentions the four. Mr. Brew quotes. But the Menachos Chinuch says, Medivri Kabbalah, you have to fast in one day in that month. It only says some reviews, some commission. It doesn't say which day in the month. That's Midr Rabbanan, says the Menachos Chinuch. Okay? Rav Yeager's leader, the Rosh Yeshiva of Shar Yashiv pointed that out to me, that Menachos Chinuch. I think it's in Shvi Yishol Pesach. It's hard to find that Menachos Chinuch. Okay, you got me? So he says, on one hand, fast it, and he says, don't worry about it, you're onus. We've been proud in Pikuch Nevesh Hutcher. You know what Hutcher means? It's because of Hutcher Tchuyah. When you save someone on Shabbos, you have to try to minimize the whole Shabbos. If it's Tchuyah, yes. It's suspended mid-air, but it's still there. But if it's Hutcher, you don't have to minimize it. So if you hope Pikuch Nefesh is a Hutcher, then Agam She Az Kum Vese. Despite the fact that it might be Kum Vese in the eating, but it's a Hutcher. Mikomokom are a portion of the Sfino, the Midbar, B'Shear, or Shlosh Yom Fnei HaShabbos. You can go on a boat trip or the desert in a caravan 3 days before Shabbos. Abishai, there's a Yehpkuk Nefesh Kulin. Tzom Gedai also Mishlosh Anaf Neam Yom Kippurim. Tzom Gedai is much more than 3 days. So, Lomai says it's much more than 3 days. If you get all 3 days in Kaza, how much more than that? How much more so? Are you following me? So his first, the Buchacha Rav says fast today. If the hot water got spilled out, and you have to hot it up, you know, you need hot water to wash the baby. So can you put yourself in a matzah of pikuach nefesh? The hot water you prepared spilled out. So can you do a milah, put yourself in a snare of pikuach nefesh, and you have to heat up the water? So if you hold pikuach nefesh a hutcher, then yes. If you hold chuyah, then no. Can you be machnish yourself a matzah of pikuach nefesh? Machlis balamor or man. In fact, the balamor associates himself. It's all mahalik, what the tirutz from the balamor. So let's see what he says. Let's go to the next page. Again, I'm sorry, it's backwards there, back and forth. Okay. Huyin bir heitiv simin sadi, orachaim. If you look in simin sadi, you look in the bir heitiv simin sadi, mishaya chavush pesa asurin. Someone's in jail. God forbid, loy yachol ispal basar. He's never able to have a minion. He's chanin lefni asar, and he requests in front of the warden. Lo avalitin lo rak yom mechad. He says, the warden says, I'll give you one day. Eze yom shivachla. Which day should you choose? Im yatsa take if she go out immediately, or yifra lo yom rosh hashana kedesh nishma kol shofar. Should you wait, go right now in the middle of summer, let's say, or choose rosh hashana? Maybe b'shimarat baz, chelik avsim in yigimel, sholiach mitzah mitzvah. Don't sour the mitzvah, take if he spal basar, get a minion together right away. You don't wait for rosh hashana. Chacham svi b'tshuva sim kuvav says, hiksha olam, in perek atcheles daf mem tesu chulim, yayin shem yaskanam from a gemara menachos. Ulam, you can't do two mitzvahs. Wow. When you can do both, you do the mitzvahs in front of you. Then you do the second one later. But if you want to do one of the two, you do more chomer. If you're going to do the first mitzvah, you won't be able to do the second mitzvah. Mitzvah chomer adifa. The more chomer one is better. Chayalim, Yehudim. Let's say he's got to work on Erev Yom Kippur, his you know, mishmar. But he won't be able to put on tefillin, because he's always got to be aware that no enemies come. He won't be able to put on tefillin Erev Yom Kippur. But if he does it today, he'll be able to observe Yom Kippur and fast. We don't say Enem Avinu Mitzvah. What do we say? We say, go ahead and what? Go ahead and do the Mishmar today, so you'll be able to fast tomorrow. It's more chomer. Maybe old Hutcha, you could what? Maybe old Hutcha, Lamaisa. If you old Hutcha, you would worry about the tefillin first. The old Chuyah, then you look at the more chomer. Ayin Laon, Simon Laon, Tizar, Ari, Kodesh, Shem, Yun, Sefer, Zer, Emes, Gala, Gimel, Sim, Ve, Gimel, Bisha, Regil, Lisanus, Biom, Shin, Shin, Rosh, Shana, Mishum, Chalom. She always had a minute, this woman, to fast on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You know, some go to him so you could fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some going to actually, we don't paskin like that, but some going to say you could. She had a bad dream, so for the rest of her life, she always fasted the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Problem is, she got to fast also some gadaya 2 days in a row. Batayi Menikas Benon, she's nursing. The Kashal Lisana Shnei Yom Ritzufin. She can't, she's going to do 2 days. How could she do 2 days in a row when she's nursing? Yom Shenish Rosh Hashanah, Yom Som Gedalia. Murcha Lidchos Ech Mishnei Yom Elon. She's got to push away one of the 2 days. Ez Yom Tidach, Ez Yom Tisana. Which day is pushed off, which day fast? Whatever comes first. So you have this big machloikas. The pashas is, I would think you'd hold like the chayab. If a guy, that's what I would think. I think that's what my Rosh Kolo said, Rav Zecharia ben Shlomo and Shalvin, the great Gaon. Sleep with the great Gaon. He once, I think, wanted to suggest Ladina that you probably do Yom Kippur. You know what I mean? If it's going to wipe you out doing some Gedalia, you won't be able to fast Yom Kippur, stomach you do Yom Kippur. But there are shitas that say not that way. You do today, because ain't mavir al mitzvah, whatever comes forward. Chayadim says not that way. He says, you look at which one's more chomer. Ain't mavir al mitzvah is only when can you do both. But if you only do one of them, do the more chomer one. You know what I mean by ain't mavir al mitzvah? As you put, look over that mitzvah, right? That's why you, whatever mitzvah is in front of you, Allah, what's the din by, what's the most famous din? Ain't mavir al mitzvah. Ain't mavir al mitzvah means, by the tefillin, let's say, when you take out your talus and tefillin, you do the talus first and then the tefillin, right? Al pi halacha. But what happens if you take out your tefillin first? Put on the tefillin first before the talus. What happens if you take out your tefillin shorosh first? What's it then? No, still you always put the yana, because that's exerza kasuf. Shartan no sayadecha, ayulutatafos bein enecha. That's exerza kasuf. But regarding the talus and the tefillin, you always create a scenario. The talus comes out first, and then the tefillin. If by mistake the tefillin came out first, you got to put the tefillin on, because ain't mavrin all mitzvahs.
What's the reason to do the talus first, in general?
Why do we do that like that? I think Malam Kedusha and Moridim, because the talus is Tashmishi Mitzvah and Tefillin is Tashmishi Kedusha. What's the difference if Shem Hashem is written on it? By talus, by lulav, there's no Shem Hashem written on it, so make it when it's possible to throw it in the garbage. We don't do it, we put it in Shemesh Bekovadik. But Tashmishi Kedusha is Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, has Hashem's name written on it. Once it's possible, you have to make it, then put it in the Adama, period. Okay? So I think that's the thing, Malam Kedusha and Moridim, I believe so. That's also the story why you can convert a Tefillin Shayat to be Tefillin Shirosh, but you can't convert Tefillin Rosh to be Tefillin Shayat, because Tefillin Shirosh is more Kaddish than Tefillin Shayat. Malu Kedusha and Marie. Okay? All right, we got it, Clore? Okay, we'll stop here. It's a pleasure to see you guys. Have a skeezy fast. Mark Simon Taiva. Av, you're welcome to come, you know, the next few days.